Parsha Shoftim. So the Pasuk's Mitzavah, a lot of it does deal with the Yanim of Besen and so on. The Pasuk says, Shoftim is Shoftim, Tidchol Chol Sharecha, Shamakach Noizno Chol Shvatecha, Veshofas Amishpat Sedek. So the Pasuk includes Shoftim and Shoftim together. Unless I'm on the Polig that Shoftim needs someone to enforce what he's doing, that's Pashit. But you don't find Lamashal in Pashas Yisrael, where you have the beginning of the Inyan of Mishpat, of Shoftim, of Dayanim. Yisrael tells him to make Shoftim. It doesn't seem, he doesn't mention Shoftim, and it's obvious that a Shoftim without a Shoftim wouldn't work. You can't have Shoftim, you can't have a Mishpat if you don't have somebody to carry it out. So it's a Musa Pshitas. It's like saying that the Bezin needs to have a table. A Shoftim, LaMashal, if the Shoftim himself would be physically strong enough, he could enforce it himself. It doesn't seem as if Shoftim is some sort of Iker, where a Pasuk would write Shoftim v'Shoftim tidchol sharecha. Maybe at the end, as an appendage to the parasha, it would say that they should also take care of whatever they need to take care of the din. Yet the pasuk here says include shaytrim. There's a lush, it's in halach in lomdus. There's actually a shayla, in a very lomdus way. There's a shayla about does the shaytrim act as a shliach bezdin or is it his own metzias? It's like the Gemara that if he did it b'sheigeg, is it if yeshlech va'avera, or are they their own mitzias? It's just that they know what to do. It does touch somewhat on the halacha and on the lomdis of knowing what the shaita's job. But mitzad the pasuk itself, it seems a little bit out of place. There's a lashon here. there's a medrash over here. There's two girsos. The girsa we have is im ein shaita ein shayfet, that you must have shaitim because there's no point in having a shaitim without a shaitim. That would be simple, and it brings psukim, rayas, and so on. The lashon that Rebbe Bechaya has and others is shneiem tzrichin zelaze. Im ein shaitim ein shaitim, im ein shaitim ein shaitim. So it's seen as something that there's a tzrichasa of both for each other. That's the way that's the way Rabbi Abchai brings it. It's one gives. The fact is, and I've seen others bring it down that way. According to that understanding, so that the shayfet needs a shayta, that's simple. Usually the shayfet is not so strong, and he needs somebody strong to carry it out. That's an easy one to understand. That the shayta needs a shayfet, that's more than Mosab Shitasa. If there's no, you can't have a police force if there's no law. If there's nothing to enforce, what are police doing? How could there be, what's the point of saying, ein shoyta b'li shoyfet? Well, it's quite obvious. What dinim mishpat? It's not be gavra lima. There's not going to have a shem shoyta on it if he's not coming mikoyach some din. So according to that girsa, the way Rabbi Bechaya brings it, that shneim tzirchen zeh lazeh, that there's a rabusa, that a shaita needs to have a shayfet, we try to understand. So obviously there's a tafkid of mishpat that the shaita could have carried out, some semblance of it, and there's a rabusa of shayfet. And try to understand a little bit the rabusa of the shayfet, of what we're talking about here in terms of shayfet. If you take a look at the parasha here, in Kemat, every set of halachas, like over here, Lamashal, says Mantichya b'Yerash Esaretz Hashem Kech Noisan Lecha. All the pasuk, the psukim by Shegeg later, all these inyanim of Mishpat, the Torah emphasizes Mantichya b'Yerash Esaretz. L'chura, not only, I mean, first of all, dinim, most dinim on nagia in chutz laretz, yes, the hemshach later on in the parish of kibolim imcha is nagia to Eretz Yisrael only, but mishpat, not only is a chiyuv in chutz laretz, not only were the mitzvah dinim already before Matan Torah, the mitzvah dinim it was one of the inyanim Shabbos and dinim that they were mitzvah beforehand, but b'nei noyach ha-mitzvah dinim, b'nei noyach ha-mitzvah dinim. So having some mishpat and some din is a chiyuv of every adam. There's nothing here in the parasha that would indicate that it's a fancier form of the mishpat. Maybe the b'chol sharecha, but b'chol oifin, there's a chiyuv to have it mitzad, the most basic level of some sort of key mitzvahs. So why is it miyuchet in Eretz Yisrael? Why is there a chshivas in Eretz Yisrael that lemantichi v'rashi saretz? It's true Avodah Zorah is many times listed in association with Eretz Yisrael, most of Dvarim. So there's two reasons for that. First of all, Avodah Zorah was very rampant in Eretz Yisrael, and the psukim warn you not to be like the ummas that you're settling in. So therefore, the Torah has special zehirison that Avodah Zorah kosher to Eretz Yisrael. We're not aware that they were specially negligent dinim. I'm sure they weren't mekayimah terribly well, but upon him, there's no indication of that. And secondly, there's also a yichud in Eretz Yisrael mitzad what Avodah Zorah is. Eretz Yisrael has an hag not through malachim, not through kochavim. So Eretz Yisrael, the psukim that indicate that Eretz Yisrael has a special kiyum mitzad Avodah Zorah makes sense. There's a darg of Avodah Zorah that's not shayach to Masailam, shituf. There's a darga, even Klal Yisrael, the Hashgach is different at Yisrael, so that's why we have more of a stronger Asar Avodah Zarah. But Mitzadinim, and we're talking about the Pashto Dinim, there is no reason to assume Eretz Yisrael would be different, and yet there is a Tliya of Leman Tichi V'Rashi Saretz, Mashma that there's some Nekuda of Chiddush and Chshivas that Eretz Yisrael has over other countries. We have two specific halachas of Ritzicha mentioned in this parasha, and there's a Tzad HaShava Shebehen. And it's interesting Tzad HaShava, and it makes you wonder why is it that this is included. At the beginning of the parasha deals with Mishpat and Tzedek. You have the parasha of parasha of Ritzach b'Shoigig, v'zed v'Ritzach shanasham v'choy, ashiak esvei b'vli das. Somebody who killed b'vli das. So there's a parasha of Ritzach b'vli das that finds itself here, and then there's a loy noida miyiko by the Egla Rufa. You have a person killed, we don't know who killed him. Those are the two parashas of Ritzicha that are included with Shefet. Now, the Shefet, if we're to look at of the three Chamuras, the word Shefet usually applies more, the Mishpat Tzedek applies a lot more to the Beron Chaver, to Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Oretz. Those are the Inyanim that are applicable. And Ritzicha is the most vivid one of it. Ritzicha is the one that applies the most strongly to it. And you see, the parasha includes here two types of Ritzicha within the parasha of Shoftim, and both those Ritzichas are a b'chin of Leinoida. Shoigeg is Belidas, and Egla Ruf is Leinoida Mihiko. It's something that requires a havana. The whole parasha of Egla Ruf is a strange parasha. It's one of the two karbonis, quote unquote, that are chutz from the Beis Hamikdash. It's a terrible avera, chutz from the Beis Hamikdash. It's chutz from the Beis Hamikdash, and it's something that's very, very, it's bad. I mean, the Torah gives us terrible asharas about Karbanis chutz, and yet, you have the Avodah Yom Kippur, which the Rishonim speak a lot about. You have Egla Rufa, which is, I don't know what to call it, a carb, not a carb. I mean, Paradum is the only other one that has also a pachina of chutz. But I don't know if to call it a carb, not to call it a carb, but it's something interesting that it's avoda it's a type of avoda that's outside Beis Hamikdash. So let's understand a little bit over here. Try to understand a little bit the inyan of the kviyas mishpat in Klal Yisrael. It's important not only because this is the tzura of Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yusoy. It's important because it has a very strong parallel personal implication. There's a famous Darizal, the Chidob brings Darizal, that Shayftim Shaytin Tinchol Sharecha, he says, on every shar of a person, in every single shar of a person, a person has many sharim, and a person needs to be maimid, a shayfit or a shayta that shar. So he says, a person has re'iyah, a person has shmiya, a person has dibur, a person needs to be maimid different shmiris on all of the sharim. So it's very hard, this is something that the word shaiter would apply a lot more than a shayfit. I mean, it's not a big shaila to us what you're not allowed to see. Not a big shaila to us what you're not allowed to hear. It's obvious. I mean, very rarely do we have a real suffix. We have a yetzahara, so we do it. So shaytrim tilchol shaycha, I can understand. When you're talking about the different senses, in a person, then each and every sense of his has yetzahara, and he wants to do what he has to do. The fact that he needs to stop himself is totally shaita. Why would it have anything to do with the shayfet? So we need to understand like this. There's a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that it can run with two shrashim. When we speak Lamashal about Teva and Hashgacha, so we need to understand, let's give an example, let's take an example of a goof. There's reflex actions, which means every single aver in a person's body has certain, I don't want to call it seichel, but something that can trigger it, that it act on its own. A person, lamashal, a person's foot. So I bang on it, it moves out, just because that's how the foot is built. It doesn't make a difference where the nerve comes from. It doesn't make a difference which part of the seichel. But lamaisa, there is something that's it's something built in within the person's aver that is capable of acting on its own, mitzad itself, and it's sort of self-contained. And so something you have about chayos mefarches, anything that's called a pirkus, is something which has in itself its own motion, its own movement. That is one type of anhaga that you have in the Bria. You also have every item in the Bria can be mischaber to a seichel elyon, to a das elyon, or let's just call it a seichel and a das, and move as part of that. So lamash, let's give a very simple example. When I see a rock rolling down a hill, so it could be the rock was there and it got dislodged, and then what took over was the own tev of the rock to be pulled downwards, That's one way. That's one way in which it's moving. It could also, it could have, someone else could have taken the rock, made it an agent of his own ritzonis and kavanis, and thrown it. It could roll it uphill, it could roll downhill, but then the rock is a yada richta of the person doing it. It's mischaber to something else. When we speak about al yonim and tachtonim, it means everything down in this world has a metzias where it is motivated by itself. In other words, it functions within itself, and it has an ability to mischaber to something lamaila, to elyon. In a person, it's the das and slash neshama, and the guf slash the tivim of the person. Those are two configurations of a person. It says in Chazal that tzaddikim, the Gemara in Brachas, tzaddikim the Yetzatoyv Shaifdan. Yetzatoyv Shaifdan. It says Shoyim Zitzor Shaifdan and Beinim Zev Zeh Shaifdan. What is Chazal telling you? I mean, let's spell it out. Tzaddikim do only good things. Rishoyim do only bad things. And Beinim do a little bit good, a little bit bad. That's what the word means. A tzaddik means someone who's good. A rasha means someone who's bad. And a bain is someone who's a little bit good, a little bit bad. What is Chazal telling us? It's Michael Mashmala. And Chazal bring a pasuk. How do I know that how do I know that a tzaddik is it's a toif shayftan? Because it says libi cholol bekirbi. My heart is empty. So where does it say over there that it's a toif shayftan? It says libi cholol bekirbi. So it says in the Sfarim, it says that Tanya, very famous, that's what he starts with, basically, that the Tzad Smoil and the Lev has in itself the Yitzhahara, and that's Cholol, fine. But the Gemara has to have a Pshat. What's V'libi Chol Bekirbi? Well, where is that becoming where are they telling me that a Shoiftan? The answer is that Tzuras Adam has in itself a configuration from within. So if the person has taivus, the person has ritzonis, the person has all sorts of things that he wants, natias in himself, and bemela, the person follows from within himself, so that is automatically a rasha. Even if he does good, but the person himself is not a higher being, he's just another type of Baal Chai. It's a Baal Chai, it's a Havdol of Havdol, so you have dogs. Some dogs are nice, some dogs are mean, some dogs are whatever. That tells me about the tev of the dog. I can't categorize the dog in any sense of being Toivara. That's the tev of him. As long as a person is functioning through reflex action, which means his tivium, so then that's not a tzaddik. Libichol Bekirbi says, I don't have anything in myself that I could say is driving me. I'll give you a mashal. Let's say we look at a person who a person does something, he has a certain anhaga that puzzles us. It looks strange, it looks questionable, suspicious. So sometimes I know what's behind it, and then I know. Sometimes I say, listen, I can't figure out what it is that he wants, why he's doing it. But one thing I can tell you is, he's a person that has no negias. He's got no drive for covet, for taiva, for mammon, for this, for that. So there must be a reason behind it. In other words, by eliminating the possible inside things, by eliminating the v'libi cholol bekirbi, the person is able to determine that he's a tzaddik. In other words, if I'm a person who functions and I'm motivated and I accomplish, and there's nothing within me that's driving me, not the drive for kavod, not the drive for taiva, not the drive for mammon, not the drive for anything, then that's called a tzaddik, and it must be motivated by something higher, above me. So, we have two sets of hanhagas. One is hanhaga that's driven by the panemiastika metzias of the thing itself, its own built-in teva, and one above it. Let's first go on a national level. On a level of Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael is supposed to do what's good and what's right. So if you have a shaiter, means I have the power to get people to do what's right. And that's not a bad thing. So somebody is a melech and he forces people to do what's right. That's good. It's not at all a kiyum of shayftim v'shaytrim. Because that's what the Chazal brings. Shneim tzirin zelzeh means, even if Klal Yisrael's teva is something which is good, even if the authority figure is something which is a positive one, and he's driving people to do good, bekoyach hashulton, bekoyach a melech is b'mishmat yamid aretz. A melech's job is to enforce what's right, no matter what. He's a sort of a shait of sorts. So it's not a kiyum of shayftim. You take a look by melech. It seems Kassel should not have asked for a melech, and it's only reluctantly the way they explained it. So when I suppose the melech is only a Kaisel is in a darga that they can't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then and they're not kuf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they need a melech. But other than that, it's not appropriate to have a melech. It's possible Kaisel to survive without a melech. Shayftim, it has no such clause in it. A shayfet is the tzura of Klal Yisrael. Is Klal Yisrael acting mikoyach das, or is Klal Yisrael acting mikoyach tivim? And even if the tivim are good tivim, they're not an indication at all of a higher being. A higher being is not a good being only. It's a good being because it's following the understanding and the dictates of Seichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam aguf and vayipach ba'apov. If the person is alive mikoyach because there's a reflex action, that's mefarches. That could be even if the person is dead, there's some sort of reflexes. That means nothing. It's only when there is something higher coming through and governing the body and leading the body that there's a kiyum of something higher. So shayftim v'shaytrim, shayfet without a shayta, without having that connection, obviously is not going to be shaylit on the goof. The shayfet needs some sort of discipline, some sort of kfiya, certainly at the beginning, on the am, and by similar nature, the goof. But lemaisa, the kiyum of Klal Yisrael in a different surah is when they're acting up the das of the Shoftim. And that's why the two most difficult ritziches are the Loi Noida and Bli Das. We've said over many times, the Ishvitzah says someplace, that V'sancho Mokoyim Sheyonah Shomer Etzeach. So he says, V'sancho Mokoyim means the person has no place in this world. Another nut is a terrible thing. A person might discipline a child, but throwing out a child from the house is the last step, or never taken. Discipline could be harsh. There could be fights. V'sancho Mokoyim means the person has no place. So he asks, why? Why is it worse than Ratzeach B'Meisid, who has a place? He gets Misa, he's Yoytze L'Misa, and he has a caver, and the question is where the caver is, but he has a place in Klal Yisrael. So he says, because when you know where something is wrong, you have the ability to be metaking it. When you don't know if something is wrong, then you don't have the ability to metaking it. The Ratzeach, where somebody killed somebody, he wasn't careful enough. When a person is around a child of his, he's super careful. When a person is around a stranger, he's not so careful. When a person is around, the Torah is telling us, when a person is around somebody he doesn't like, there's a sort of unintentional slip that started somewhere very deep. The person's horrified as a ratzeach. If a person drives a car, And he's pulling out of his driveway and he knows his kid might be playing there, he's super zohir. When he's driving the street and someone else might be walking by, he's zohir, but not super zohir. Ritzeach b'shgaga means there's a pagam in the person, but it's b'li das. And if it's b'li das, then there's no way to be attacking it. It's much worse. The same thing is lo neida. Klal Yisrael as a klal finds a ritzeach. There's somebody amongst us who killed, and we can't figure out who the person is. That means we don't understand ourselves as an umma. So the most, in other words, the shefet and the place where the shefet needs most strongly to reach out, the place that needs the greatest tikkun of a shefet, are the places where there's no shulton of das, in the world of shkaga, whether it's the shkaga of Ratzeach B'Shogeg, or it's the Loi Noida Miyiko in the klal level. Those are so the parasha is telling us on the oifen of klal that Klal Yisrael's tzura is where something is where Klal Yisrael has a miyuchadika makam and place where the das of Klal Yisrael is ensconced in the Lishkas HaGozis, and that becomes the anhaga for Klal Yisrael. It parallels most closely the inyan of Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. When you say in Chutz La'aretz there's less hashgacha, it means that the words used in Chazal is Olam Kiminhogoy Noyeg. Olam Kiminhogoy Noyeg means the world has an inertia. It has its own minhog. It goes Mikoyach Atzmoy. Olam Kiminhogoy Noyeg. It's going Mikoyach its own inertia, and therefore, even if circumstances change, they don't change with it. Nothing changes. That's the sort of mitzvahs of other arotzes and other umois are that oilam kiminhogoy noyeg, and there's no visible sense of the active das. When I see oilam kiminhogoy noyeg, my only reference HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mi Bara Eila. Where did it come from? But right now, if the reason why the rock is rolling is because it's gravity. I don't see Yad Hashem. Eretz Yisrael says Eini Hashem Elokecha Shom Meisha Shana Achir Shana. the Eini Hashem, it says Chacham Einav Bereishai. When a person is doing things out of habit, he doesn't need to see where he's going, because he doesn't need his mind to function. He's doing it blindly. It goes by itself. Eretz Yisrael is a place where there's hashgacha, an ongoing hashgacha, and b'meila, it's something which is called that there's Eini Hashem. The sense that's what happening at every moment is the result not of what happened before, but of a Ratzon Hashem now that's responding to something, that is Eretz Yisrael. So b'meila, if you want to have inyanim that are going to, if you want to have inyanim that are going to affect Eretz Yisrael, that are going to affect Eretz Yisrael positive, that Eretz Yisrael should live there and be zeichetit, you need to have a type of anhaga that comes mitzad seichel, mitzad das. Let's take it to the personal level. Like we said, the Arizal says, like Chido brings him. It's fascinating. There's the Gemara says in Ksubis, my sheichat. What does the word sheichat mean? Where does it come from? So it says shehu chad, that when somebody gives you money to paskin in a certain way or whatever, you become one with that person. In other words, it's too much of a kirva, and for all practical purposes, you are not the other who is capable of judging. You are the Baldover himself. So it's a kirva. It becomes like sort of an extension of Baldover. Shehu chad. When you're talking on a personal level, so a person, when something is good to a person, and the person is meshachet himself to do wrong, the problem is that the seichel and das becomes one with the thing itself. Let's give an example. If I have a shaila, who to give tzedakah to? I have two people. Both of them are strangers. The dollar has to go to tzedakah no matter what. So I ask a shaila, and I'm very, very, and even if I pass it myself, I think it through very objectively, and I make a decision, and I do it, I'll pay my das. Let's say there's a tuvas hanor for me to give the one over the other. If I give it to this person, I'll get back a favor, he'll be meshabeach me, he'll tell other people, whatever it is that my negia. What happens is that my seichel, which should have been independent, and it should have been das, becomes part of my guf. It becomes part and parcel. So of course I think that I should give it to this ani. And I honestly believe I should give it to this ani. And I'm convinced of that. But the problem was that seichel went down from being a das alien to being part of the guf's das. On a personal level, sheichat happens that way. So let's go through the two or three details. The first one is the Reb Chaim Vital, the Rizal, that the Chido brings. Sheichat shetuch sherecha means the places that a person is most liable to work with reflex rather than with das are those points where the guf interacts with the metzias around him. When a person is sitting back and reflecting, so he's thinking, and there's sometimes shechet elements, but it's thinking at least. When I see or hear or taste or smell, then I tend to be, then what happens, the problem is not just that I'm tempted, shechet is not just what's needed, I need to learn to think before I do something. We need to ask ourselves, do I want to hear what the person has to say? Do I need to hear what the person has to say? And I need to think first. Because once I hear something, then I'm done. Maybe it's lashon hara. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. Then I have a problem already. If a person's eyes look first, and then he decides whether it's a mitzvah aveira, that's already way too far down the pike. The person needs to ask himself, you know, my eyes should be tools, not balabatim. The speaking should be a function of a higher decision rather than something with the job of the seichel should not be to shut the mouth, it should be to open the mouth, to open the eyes. A person needs to say, I need to look around, I need to see, I need to hear, I need to understand, I need to inquire, whatever it is that the person needs to do. But we are balei chayim until we have the tzura of having a shefet and das being kaveya lamata. That's in general. There's one area where, so for everything, das is a big mila. If somebody is a finer person, a good person, he's been trained to do mitzvahs and he does good things, okay, so he has less kavanas, less das, he thinks about it, doesn't think about it, he's grown up this way, he's been in that society, swept along, it's all good. You know, maybe doesn't have the dagger of tzaddik that we're talking about, but upon him, it's not bad, and it can function. Person can go through all of Torah and be a functioning Mekayim Torah mitzvahs without using das, really. There's one area that really is impossible. The Gemara says, "Veloma nikva itshuva." If the das, we in the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, tshuva is the second bracha, second bakasha, and the first bakasha is bina, is das bina, and the truth is, Chazal just stam ask mitoras, you know, the structure of it. Why does it go that way? But the truth is, there's also a question to it. If a person is a balaveira, it's not so great to ask for a favor. Let's say I had a fallout with somebody, didn't have a good relationship with somebody. So before I come to ask for a favor, the apologies roll out first, and then we start asking. I wouldn't say that, listen, I need a lot of help today from you. I need you to do this, this, and this. And by the way, you remember last week I did some bet, I want to ask you mechila also. That's not to say that advarim that makes any sense. So Chazal, I think, I'm implying also, if Hashiveinu and Slachlan Avinu are, if a person feels he has that should be the first thing. So then you go with your shopping list. So Chazal says it's a pasuk, v'yovin levavoi v'shav v'rafalim, that the person will understand and they'll do tshuva and so on. Of all the inyanim in the Torah, tshuva is something that requires it absolutely. It's every mitzvah, if a person knows what's good for him, he does it. Every mitzvah requires some level of knowing what's good for you and understanding it's good for you. But so why is it tshuva, dafka? The answer is because once a person does an avera, you know, and Chazal say, if he shana, it's nasa keheta, it means that his internal inertia has changed. So if I was rolling down this hill, and then I roll down the other hill, so as long as I'm rolling down hill A, the inertia is to roll down hill A. If I'm put down on hill B, that's my inertia now. So I'm not. It requires an effort to change something. If a person is set on, if a person has a good nature, and he was set right, so until he hasn't done avera, he's doing right. He can be mekayim what's right simply by following what he's been programmed to do, and what he's been doing. The inertia will carry him to shul. The inertia will keep him away from treif. The inertia will do that, and you know it's definitely not a big baal mila, but okay, it is. But if a person's inertia is now bad, so now the person is not, he can't do it by rote. Even if a shaita will push him one direction, to make a change, the person needs to change. And therefore, to do tshuva, the person needs to think first. The person needs to have bina. And v'yovel levovoy v'shove rafaloy. When the person has bina, now he could possibly change. So of all the inyanim that we talk about, that das and bina and inyanis seichel are a mila for the person, then for all the under milas, for tshuva it's an absolute prerequisite. It's not shayach tshuva without it, because just by the nature of what we're talking about. I guess if we're to ask ourselves, if we're to ask ourselves, what are the inyanim that the central inyan that Musa came to teach, and the central inyan that the key for a person to for the person to be matzliach in avodas Hashem and in tshuva and in making any meaningful change. The first nekuda is to think. If a person can't isolate himself, if a person can't spend a few minutes in his own thoughts, and his own thoughts don't mean just rehashing through his mind what he's heard, what he's been exposed to, and so on, but where a person can use a certain level of questioning, let a person... And these are things that are almost alien to us, because the part of the churban that technology has done is not the bad it leads to, because that's noida. That's noida mi'arog. That's not a problem. So that you put a filter on. But the fact that a person doesn't have the ability to sit by himself, not without other people. It's funny, Musa today is done with chavrusas. Musa was meant to be done alone. In the base, in Bati Musa in Europe, people sat in dark Bati Midrashim and had nothing to do with anybody else. It was meant to be that a person should turn on his own das. So long as a person is flowing with the tide, the person is not going anywhere. The person is not exercising any of his highest sikhas. If a person questions himself, a person is able to sit for himself, with himself. And a person needs to be able to ask himself, what do I really think I am? And I draw a picture of myself mentally, and I say, is that really what I think I am? Or is that what I'd like people to think me as being? Or is that the easy way for me out? A person needs to understand whatever floats to the surface of his mind is still tivium. As long as it's not an active process of digging yourself, why do I want to look like this? What is it? And the range of reasons could be many wrong ones. That's the nature of a person. And the first layers of my activities are always the inertia. I've always been complimented for X. I'm jealous of Y. I really want Z. As long as there's a person in that mode, that's Sheikhat. And then his seichel and his guf are one and the same. He's not getting any traction. But as a person learns, and it's a process, where a person learns to be able to spend time with himself, a person learns to question himself honestly, and to come to certain understandings of himself. And it's like all these, there's no absolutes, it's gradations. Then a person begins to see that there's a das there, there's a seichel, there's a das. That's a shayfit. And then a person needs Musa as a shayter to push himself to do. Once I have a sense that my seichel is in charge to some degree, then I need to find ways how to enforce it. But without that, then it's just a question of which stream I'm going to float in. It's not at all going to be any type of accomplishment. The Chazal, the way they're kaveyat for us, the Seder of the parashas, Shoftim, almost always comes out Rosh Chodesh Elul. generally speaking, the first Parshin El, and it's something that it has a tachlis and a siba. We automatically, when we think of tshuva, we think of what we did wrong, and we think of what it is, how we can force ourselves to do good or reward ourselves for doing good. That's short-circuiting the process. It won't work because when a person has a teva, either mitzad his guf or mitzad his conditioning or mitzad the reinforcement from society around him, the person is not going to really change. It's always going to be missing. And it's also missing the ikka. It's starting with shaitrim instead of shaiftim. Understanding that without a shaifit, there's no shaita, is the key to it. Understanding that when a person's das is the kaveya, then you have tzuras adam. And when anything else is a kaveya, even if he's doing good, he's not a tzaddik. If it's his lev basa that's guiding him, and not his lev ruach, the focal point for us needs to be understanding that. Understanding that until we haven't developed a meaningful das, and that becomes that's the drive in the driver's seat, we still haven't gotten a, then we still don't have a tzuras adam where it should be. Understanding that's true about normal things, but when you're talking about changing something, prasa tshuva, that piece is critical, because here it requires something to overcome the inertia and to build a whole new teva in a person. The Chazal, I think, were keveya, that's tzura. The Ashgach was keveya, that shaiftim, which starts off the tkufa of tshuva, because in the mahalach of tshuva, v'yovin levovai v'shav, that you need to have the shaifit before the shaita, the avon asalev before the asiyas aguf, is absolutely critical for that process. Yeah.